This is the South America Debrief by Atlas News. Welcome to the South America Debrief by Atlas News, where we delve into the biggest stories of the region and give you an in-depth breakdown and analysis. Starting off, we're diving into a heated diplomatic dispute between Brazil and Israel, triggered by comments made by Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Let's unpack the situation, understand the context, and explore the potential ramifications. During a recent African Union summit, President Lula made strong statements condemning the ongoing conflict in Gaza. He referred to the situation as unprecedented, tragically drawing a comparison to the Holocaust by stating, "It did when Hitler decided to kill the Jews." This comparison ignited immediate outrage in Israel. Israel's response was swift and decisive. Foreign Minister Israel Katz declared Lula persona non grata, effectively barring him from entering the country until he withdraws his comments and apologizes. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu echoed this sentiment, condemning the comparison as shameful and unacceptable, and accusing it of trivializing the Holocaust. Brazil, in turn, did not back down. They summoned the Israeli ambassador to Brazil for a stern reprimand and reciprocated by recalling their own ambassador to Israel. This tit-for-tat exchange highlights the escalating tensions and the potential for further diplomatic strain. It's crucial to understand the context surrounding this conflict. The Gaza conflict has long been a source of tension, with frequent flare-ups and civilian casualties. This specific incident stemmed from a Hamas attack on October 7, 2023, which Israel responded to with airstrikes. The resulting casualties, particularly among civilians, sparked international criticism, including from Brazil. Lula's remarks, while intended to express condemnation of the Gaza situation, were undoubtedly insensitive due to the Holocaust's historical weight and the delicate nature of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Israel understandably saw them as offensive and disrespectful, particularly in light of the complex narrative they already navigate regarding self-defense and civilian casualties. This diplomatic rift could have significant consequences. It might hinder bilateral relations between Brazil and Israel, impacting trade, cooperation on various issues, and potentially influencing other countries in the region. Additionally, it could further complicate the already tense situation in Gaza, potentially fueling anti-Israeli sentiment and impacting peace efforts. The situation between Brazil and Israel highlights the complexities of international diplomacy and the sensitivities surrounding historical tragedies. It's a reminder of the importance of careful communication and nuanced understanding when dealing with sensitive situations. As the situation unfolds, we'll be here to keep you informed and offer further analysis. Next, we're diving into a different kind of crisis, an environmental one unfolding in the beautiful Caribbean island of Tobago. A mysterious ship has capsized, leaking a substance described as oil-like, and leaving a trail of destruction and uncertainty in its wake. Let's delve into the details and explore the potential impact. Early Wednesday morning, a ship named Gulfstream capsized off Tobago's coast, spewing an unknown substance that has now contaminated nearly 30 miles of coastline. The situation is shrouded in mystery. Divers haven't found any crew, no distress call was received, and the ship's origin and registration remain unknown. Adding to the intrigue, the vessel appears to have flipped upside down before hitting the reef, suggesting potential towing before the accident. The spilled substance, while described as oil-like, could have severe consequences for Tobago's ecosystem and economy. The island relies heavily on fishing and tourism, both of which are deeply vulnerable to oil spills. The Tobago Emergency Management Agency is scrambling to contain the spread, but efforts with oil booms and absorbent materials haven't yielded success yet. The unanswered questions are numerous. What is the exact nature of the spilled substance? Where did the Gulf Stream come from and who is responsible? What impact will this have on the local environment and livelihoods? Identifying the owner and nation of origin is crucial to hold someone accountable and access potential compensation. The situation demands swift action and a delicate balance. Containing the spill, minimizing environmental damage, and supporting affected communities are all crucial tasks. Additionally, investigations into the ship's origin and cause of the accident are essential to prevent similar incidents in the future. The mystery of the Gulf Stream casts a shadow over Tobago's paradise. While the details remain unclear, one thing is certain: the island faces a complex environmental and economic challenge. As this story unfolds, we'll be here to keep you informed about the ongoing efforts, investigations, and potential solutions. Finally, we're turning our attention to Ecuador, where authorities have launched a major international operation targeting a powerful drug trafficking organization, Los Choneros. Let's dissect the details, understand the context, and explore the potential implications of this crackdown. Ecuadorian and Spanish police forces joined hands in a coordinated series of raids targeting suspected headquarters of Los Choneros. This operation, spanning across both nations, resulted in the search of 43 properties and numerous arrests. Authorities also seized significant evidence and financial assets. This action marks another step in Ecuador's ongoing struggle to combat organized crime and restore order after the escape of notorious drug lord José Fito Macías. Fito, the leader of Los Choneros, escaped from prison in January, triggering a nationwide state of emergency and prompting a search for him and his associates. Authorities suspect he intended to flee to Argentina, where his family members were temporarily detained before their deportation back to Ecuador. Los Choneros, established in the 1990s, has grown into a major player in Ecuador's criminal underworld. The gang reportedly affiliates with the Sinaloa cartel and engages in various illicit activities, including drug smuggling, extortion, and violence. Following Fito's escape and subsequent violence, President Noboa declared a state of emergency, implemented curfews, and classified several gangs, including Los Choneros, as terrorist organizations. This move reflects the seriousness of the situation and the government's determination to regain control. Authorities have conducted multiple raids on prisons and even a hospital takeover by a gang, leading to hostage releases. While the recent raids mark a significant step, the future remains uncertain. Fito remains at large, and Los Choneros continues to operate. Questions linger about the effectiveness of the crackdown, the potential for further violence, and the long-term impact on Ecuador's security and stability. The situation in Ecuador highlights the complex challenges of tackling organized crime. While the international raids demonstrate a strong commitment to combating Los Choneros, the manhunt for Fito and the overall struggle for peace within the nation continue. We'll be here to keep you updated on further developments and provide analysis as this story unfolds. This has been the South America Debrief by Atlas News.